From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S., Russia, Europe, and Ukraine have struck a deal aimed at easing the crisis in eastern Ukraine. But as NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin, armed separatists are still resisting giving up their weapons or the government buildings they've seized.
Some pro-Russian separatist leaders say, deal or not, they won't give up before pro-Western protesters in Kiev leave Independence Square. Many others in eastern Ukraine are calling for a referendum like the one held in Crimea over joining Russia. But Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Geneva last night that under the terms of the deal, the violence must stop.
No more incidents of this kind should occur. And if they do, it will elicit a response.
He adds if Russia fails to convince the separatists to comply in the coming days, then it will pay the cost. That will likely mean additional travel bans and asset freezes for President Putin's inner circle and wealthy allies. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
The death toll is now 28 from the sinking of the ferry in South Korea, which was carrying hundreds of high school students. Now there's a report of a related death. The student's vice principal has been found dead close to the scene. From Seoul, Jason Strother has more.
Various Korean media say the high school's vice principal was found hanging from a tree outside of a gymnasium on the island of Jindo. That's where the families of the hundreds of students still missing from Wednesday's boat capsize have been camped out. The vice principal is said to have been one of the 179 passengers to have been rescued from the ship. All 320 students and about a dozen faculty were from the city of Ansan near Seoul. They were on their way to the resort island of Jeju when the ferry began to sink. An investigation into what caused the accident is underway. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
A deadly avalanche on Mount Everest has killed at least 12 guides from Nepal. Three more are missing. The Sherpa guides were working to set ropes for climbers to use when they were caught up in the snowslide. Police in Kansas City, Missouri, have arrested a suspect in connection with at least a dozen shootings on freeways. Someone has been firing at motorists around Kansas City over the past 6 weeks. At least three motorists have been wounded. Arts and crafts store Michaels says there's been a breach of its data systems. The store says the breach occurred between May 8th of last year and January 27th of this year. More than 2.5 million payment cards may be affected. The Michaels store released a statement saying there is no evidence that customers' names or personal identification are at risk. The company's subsidiary firm, Aaron Brothers, was also attacked. Michaels says both were hit by computer malware that had not been seen before. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Labour Party of Britain has a new senior advisor, one of the men who helped elect President Obama. Fiona Zublin reports the party is gearing up for a tight election next year.
David Axelrod is widely known as one of the instrumental figures in both the 2008 and 2012 U.S. elections. He's now signed up to aid Ed Miliband, the leader of the Labour Party. Axelrod stated Thursday that he sees similarities in Miliband and Obama in that they both focus on, quote, everyday people. Axelrod will function as a senior strategic advisor to the campaign. A spokesman for the Labour Party said they expect this to be a negative election and that Axelrod has lots of experience deflecting negative attacks in national political campaigns. Axelrod will not move to England to work on the campaign. The Conservative Party has also retained a U.S. strategist, Obama's former campaign manager Jim Messina. He will not move to England either, but will do his job from the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Fiona Zublin in London.
Searchers have again sent a robotic sub into the water in the southern Indian Ocean. They're looking for any trace of the missing Malaysian airliner. No wreckage or debris has been found floating in the water about 1,000 miles west of Australia or on the ocean floor. It's been about 6 weeks since the plane disappeared. Malaysian officials say the search will continue through this weekend, but they say they will need to rethink their approach if searchers continue to turn up nothing. Searchers combing the Washington State mudslide are hoping for better weather. They've been held up by heavy rain. Teams want to look through an area of debris for four people still missing from the March 22nd slide. 39 people died. President Obama will visit the site next Tuesday to meet with victims and relatives. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.